Emotions have run high at a fiery meeting with Bromley residents this afternoon around the ongoing stench from the Bromley wastewater plant saga. It was the first of three community meetings as the Christchurch City Council continues to cop flak for an apparent lack of urgency in fixing the problem at the plant. Adam Burns spoke to some residents after today's meeting.
Firstly, Rob, can you just talk about how satisfied you were in terms of the response from council during that meeting?
I wasn't really very satisfied at all, actually. Still a lot of things that they need to answer for. I would like to know just how much this is costing us taxpayers. There's also... I just think there could be more done than they're doing at the point. There's obviously a lot of anger in the meeting this afternoon. A lot of it, we're still not getting what we need to know.
Sally, where do you think a lot of that frustration, a lot of that anger is stemming from? What is the biggest problem at the moment?
Well, I think Christchurch has been through enough already. We've dealt with the earthquakes, we've dealt with the mosque shootings, as people said in there before, we dealt with the soil plant that was going on, and now with this, and we're getting no answers. Mental health is through the roof in Christchurch, especially on this side of town. I've spoken to different organisations who say they're not getting the support. Drug use has gone through the roof, suicide has gone through the roof, and no one's talking about it. I've got my own children who, you get up in the morning, and we live out of zone, and we're told we're not part of it because apparently the smell has borders. It's not good enough. We're all ratepayers in the city. The Bromley wastewater plant is for the whole city. It treats the whole city, and so it's not right that one small area is only getting considered and the rest of the people are being completely ignored. I also think that they really do need to take mental health into account because it's debilitating.
Don, I mean, we've just heard about mental health. I mean, how's it living out in the eastern suburbs at the moment? I mean, how's your mental health, for example?
Oh, look, it's like everyone at the moment, they've been told that things are happening and all this, but, mental health, physical health, well-being is really important, and people are suffering. They're struggling, they've had enough, and people, they're saying that they're doing all the stuff to fix it, but it's still there. And so when it is fixed, the mental health will still be there. The physical health will be there. They'll need to have some kind of follow-up and help for the people out there. And that's what I'm about as well. I'm about preserving life, looking after the well-being and health of everybody that's in this area, but even across the other side of town. It just doesn't start here and finish here. It's over there as well. So everything has to be done to look after our people, look after their well-being, and, do what we can to get it done.
Sally, council spoke about the complexities in resolving the issue, and obviously there is a feeling that there is a lack of urgency from council staff. I mean, what's left for residents to do now? I mean, I know a protest has been spoken about. Is that still a necessary move that some residents will take?
Yes, I think it is necessary because council aren't listening anymore. They're not for the people. It's sad that we only had three councillors turn up today. We need representation across the whole city, not just for a few. And confidence in council has never been lower. Something needs to change, and fortunately it's an election year, so people need to get out there and make that change.
And Rob, I mean, just illustrate it. I mean, what is it like living out here with the smell? I mean,
I personally feel ill every time that smell comes across my area. I feel physically sick, and this is not something that I'm making up or making a drama of. It's a reality and it's true. And I can even say today there were three councillors in that meeting today, and a lot of the questions were directed at the council, but not one of them would actually come up and answer some of the questions that were put out there today. It was left to people that were speaking on behalf of the council. We've got three councillors there. Why didn't they actually come up and speak themselves?
And that was some Bromley residents speaking to Adam Burns there. And the video version of those interviews will be up on our webpage.